A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine that I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. The word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that we who live in a developed first world have become way too obsessed with dieting and food. Not only is it all over the internet, but we are constantly being bombarded with it in newspapers, in television commercials, on billboards. We become addicted to fast food, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, sugar-free and calorie-free this and that. And to make things worse, the pharmaceutical industry is booming by taking advantage of our unhealthy eating patterns. I wonder if we're aware that we are pawns in a multi-million-dollar war of competing products. Jesus tells us in today's gospel, and he has for several weeks now, that he is the bread of life. But what do those words mean for us today? I suspect that many of us grew up in a family where we sat down for a meal together each day. Those are some of the most cherished memories of my childhood and young adult years, and I give thanks for the fact that I still today live in a community where that ritual of sharing a sit-down meal is still celebrated each day. But I'm also aware that in many households and in many families, that simply is no longer so. But what happened? When did food stop being a ritual that sanctified our daily lives? When did sitting together as a family to share a meal become an endangered species, something we only do maybe once or twice a year? When we say the phrase fast food, do we realize how scandalous that phrase is? Do we even hear it anymore? After all, at the heart of our faith is a shared meal, a coming together in holy communion. Fast food is one of the biggest industries in the developed world today, right up there with dieting and weight loss. Our sharing of meals is getting more and more confused with being in a hurry. And not only that, but do we stop to reflect on how many tons of plastic and styrofoam plates and uneaten food are thrown away each day in our fast food world. As one part of the world eats more and more and throws away more and more, people on the other side of the world are dying of hunger. The faster we eat, the poorer and more polluted our world becomes. In our readings today, we're being invited to a great banquet, and our letter of invitation speaks of scrumptious tables filled with fine foods and plenty of drink. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, which we've been hearing about for several Sundays, we come face to face with this living bread that comes down from heaven. The chapter begins with Jesus looking out and seeing a large crowd of people. The very first thing that Jesus does is ask, where can we buy enough food for all of them to eat? That's the same question that I bet my mother would have asked. Meals, after all, are about bringing people together. So when did eating meals become separated from sharing with friends and family? Sharing our faith. The center of our Christian worship is a table where we sit down together to share a sacred meal. Many times in chapter 6 of John's Gospel, Jesus tells us that he is the bread of life. The one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Do we pause long enough to truly receive this awesome gift? In our readings today from the book of Proverbs, we're being invited into the house that wisdom has built. In fact, wisdom has set a marvelous table for us, and she's inviting us to sit down and share a meal with her. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, come, advance in the way of understanding. Maybe wisdom is what we need to pray for today. Has life become so busy that we've lost sight of wisdom? What would it mean for us today to return to the house that wisdom has built and sit down there and break bread together? It sounds to me that today's scriptures are inviting us to be attentive to the ways of the Spirit, to look back at the community of disciples that gathered with Jesus as they broke bread and sang psalms and hymns and practiced the ancient art of setting aside time each day and a holy day each week to give thanks. How tragic it would be to live in a world where we're in such a hurry that we forget to give thanks. Today's reading from the Book of Wisdom says, "Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding." So, brothers and sisters, today as we come to God's table, let us first turn off our mobile phones long enough to look at one another and smile, to give thanks for the simple gesture of breaking bread and sharing it with one another as a family gathered in wisdom's house in the name of our brother, Jesus.